Yeah, I think everyone knows now that, of course, this is the last day of session, last week of session. The session ended at 6 o'clock p.m. And I think one of the things that I want to talk about, and actually several things, but some of the accomplishments and the bills that we did get passed. We've talked previously about getting the budget passed, and I think one of the major things is that we have an increase in funding for elementary and secondary education. It's an increase of about $173.4 million for the classrooms. Colleges and the universities, they were also big winners. They ended up with about a 2% increase in state funds, and that's the first increase that we've really had for higher education in years, and our hope is that what that will do is to stop the increase in a lot of tuition costs if we can get back to funding these things the way that they should be. Another very good and important thing that we passed was Jessica's Law, and that is a law that ensures that sexual predators for children will remain very tough, and those mandatory sentences for all those crimes that have been committed against children. This is something that I think everyone in the General Assembly wanted to make sure that we got passed, and we got very tough. Anyone that commits any type of a sexual crime, let alone who it is, but especially children, we need to make sure that those sentences are tough, they're mandatory, and as far as I'm concerned, we just ought to lock them up and throw away the key. Another very important piece is the passage of the 10% ethanol requirement for gasoline sold in Missouri. You know, there was some contention about this throughout the year, even though everyone realized that the farmers are the ones that win, as well as the consumers. Some people had some reservations about a mandatory requirement, and I guess in the back of my mind, I probably feel a little bit the same way, but I think when you look at it from another point is that, you know, the oil companies, a lot of people call them big oil, in the nation has control not only of the oil, but they also have control of the delivery. And I think that is one reason why that you don't see, as an example, E85 at some of the pumps as low as it should be. And they have such a grip that I think that we have to take some pretty hard steps here initially to try to loosen that grip. I think that eventually we will end up where that ethanol is a very driving force in our economy. I think it will help a lot with the imports that we have to have. Hopefully that it will help with the price. If you don't notice price reduction, I think we've already seen that ethanol keeps fuel from going even higher than what it is now. So I think this is just a win-win situation all the way around. Another very important piece of legislation that we worked on this year with the eminent domain. This started out with a task force back in the summer with a lot of people meeting, agricultural leaders, utilities, the electric cooperatives, and a lot of citizens to discuss what should be done with eminent domain. I think the U.S. Supreme Court decision, which was the Kelo decision, it appeared to favor a lot of tax-grabbing government and corporate interests over the rights of responsible private property owners. So some of the key features in this is that it's just making sure that those that are unfortunate to lose their property by eminent domain under this legislation, they're going to receive more money. And I think probably at a minimum about 25% more. If you've had the property or it's been in your family for over 50 years, you could qualify for a heritage funding, which could go up to as much as 150% of what the appraised value is. There's other guidelines that has to be followed, at least to the point that people know what is happening, they have some recourse, and things will actually be spelled out to them. And I think this is good. Everyone seems to be pleased with what we've done with eminent domain. Obviously, there's always a few that feel like that we didn't go far enough with eminent domain, but we have to remember that we have to have eminent domain, whether it's for highways or public utilities where we must deliver services. I know the people that has had eminent domain used on them, that's unfortunate, but it's one of the things that we must do to keep the state moving forward. I think Governor Blunt is planning on moving forward with the Lewis and Clark Discovery Initiative, even though we had some difficulty with that. I think I've referred to that several times in the past as some MOHELA, which is a Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority. But even though that the legislature couldn't reach agreement, it doesn't mean that the legislature as a whole is against it. It just meant that there was a few people that thought that they had some more questions, or for maybe some other personal reasons decided that they just wanted to go ahead and stall that piece of legislation. But I believe that the governor is at least going to go ahead and pursue that. I believe that MOHELA can go ahead and figure out some way to do this without the legislative approval. We also ended up securing in the budget a $731 million funding increase for Medicaid. Now, on one side of it, that's good because some of the people that need the help is there. On the other side of it, we have to look, and as I've talked about all year long, is where the Medicaid funding is going. It's already up to the point that it compromises 29% of our total state budget, and we have to be conscious of that fact. Because if we're not, if we go back and try to restore all of the funding that we've cut over the last couple of years, again, it's going to drive that money up so much that I believe that we'll have to have tax increases about every 3 years just to fully fund Medicaid. So I know that the legislature is going to continue working on this throughout the summer and also the next year to try to craft some type of a new Medicaid plan that will work and be effective, and those that really need the help will end up getting that. Another important piece of legislation that passed was the health insurance is to make it more affordable for a lot of small businesses. This piece of legislation will allow the small and large employers to pool their resources together through different trade associations so that they can purchase their health insurance at a reduced cost as a single entity. So I think that this will help out. Will it be any large amount? Probably not, but I think anything that we can do to bring it down to some degree is helpful. We ended up passing a voter ID. We've referred to this a lot in the past as election reform. The bill, I believe, was probably on the governor's desk by now. But what it's going to do is that when you go in to vote, you're going to have some kind of an ID. Now, remember, we've exempted people over 65 years of age. If for some strange reason, even though 95% of the people in Missouri already have some type of a photo ID, if you don't have one, the state is going to furnish you one of those. We also ended up with kind of a surprising addition to the voter ID bill is, and that would be no straight party ticket voting. In other words, if this ends up going into law and comes up against any challenges and those challenges are overcome, you will no longer be able to just place an X at the top for either whichever party you decide to vote for. You will have to go down the list and choose which candidate. I actually personally believe that's a very good idea. I've always thought that it's a good idea, and the simple reason is that I think that people ought to look at every candidate that they're voting for. If you don't know the candidate, you know, it's pretty dangerous to vote for someone that you don't know or you don't believe in just because they're of any political party. You know, I don't care whether it's Republican, a Democrat, or Libertarian. I think that you still need to look at the candidates to make sure that candidate will do you a good job. If you don't know who it is, leave it blank. But I think this is a good move forward to make sure that the proper people are elected. Excuse me. Some of the other things that this happened earlier in the year and I was very influential in was land productivity values. Every 2 years, the tax commission must establish some new land productivity values, and what that does is it either it raises your real estate taxes. I was successful in working with some others to make sure that we got that fought off, but this comes up every 2 years. I did get some money put into the budget For the University of Missouri through FAPRI, which is the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, to develop a new formula. The old formula was based too much on cash rent values. It allowed for too much flexibility, and not necessarily, as the Constitution states it must be, its land productivity value, not necessarily the value of the land. Another one is we done some campaign finance reform, and there's also a lot of lobbying reform in this bill. A lot of people don't think it went far enough, but a lot of times, we have to take things in some small steps. But one thing that we have done is we're going to make it a lot easier for people that are interested to see who is funding certain candidates to be able to get that information easily and quickly. Again, I want to thank all the listeners. This is actually will be the last broadcast and last interviews that we're going to have through this session. I'm sure that there may be some times throughout the summer to be able to visit with you all about some specific things. And of course, this is going to be my last year in the legislature. And I want to thank every person for their support and for allowing me the privilege to be able to serve as your state senator. I think that one of the best things that come about this is that it's one of the most rewarding things that you can actually do is to have the opportunity to be able to serve the people of your area. And again, I want to thank each one of you for all of your support throughout the years.